Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
6 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. Yesterday we received a rather impassioned call from Tande in Gardens highlighting in grave detail the hate crimes committed against the LGBTI community in South Africa, labeling it as a silent genocide. If you do a basic Google search of LGBTI in South Africa, the news articles that come up, LGBTI refugees denied asylum by Home Affairs bigotry. That was from 4 days ago. South Africa failing to champion human rights in the world. That's from 2 weeks ago. Gay refugees denied asylum by Home Affairs bigotry. And of course, 24, I think, is a number that she quoted of LGBTI community members who have been killed since February of this year. Frank Gazu is the secretary of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance of South Africa, joins me on the line now. Frank, would you agree with Tandi's reading that this is a silent genocide in South Africa? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and good morning to your listeners as well. I think, yes, to a certain extent, I would agree based on the definition of the word genocide, because when you look at genocide, it's an intentional action to destroy a group of people. So on the basis of the ethnicity and race and religion, but excluding sex, therefore we are putting sexual identity and gender identity. So I think here, to some extent, one would agree, particularly with the sense that she's saying it's a silent genocide. Indeed it is.
What do we understand to be the, I suppose, underlying causes for the systemic, if you like, attack on LGBTI community members? What is driving the number of incidents that we've reported on where members of the community have died?
Look, one would be lying if we could thumbsuck the reasons behind this, but most definitely what we've noticed as an organization is that it's mostly hate. It is mostly hate and discrimination. It is mostly also hate speech that is perpetuated by some of us, even in social media platforms, even at home, the languages we use, even sometimes even the leaders of our local communities and societies, their sheer ignorance. So we have picked up that it is mainly those reasons, but obviously more research needs to be done and more investigations need to be done and made public thereof. And that is the job primarily of the National Task Team of LGBTQIA+, that was established by the Minister of Justice and Correctional Service in 2011, that has done nothing since now, who it's their mandate to actually tackle such issues.
Some would argue that other people from outside of the community are being killed on a daily basis. One would even argue that the black heterosexual male, in fact, is the most targeted, given the data, obviously, that is supplied as far as causes of death is concerned. Why should government, one, set aside resources, two, address then the hate crimes, as you call them, that are associated often with the incidents reported involving the LGBTI.
You can just say the queer population.
Yes.
No, definitely you're right. One would argue that the heterosexuals and that the black man is a target on a daily basis. That is true. But at the same time, we are also a population in this country. We are also citizens of this country. And we are protected by the Constitution, by the Bill of Rights. And it is the responsibility, it is incumbent upon government to ensure that we are protected and we are in a safe society, of which we've not seen that happening. So in that sense, one would argue and say it is unfair to say that a certain population is protected and another is not, because we are all, in fact, civil society of this country.
How do we... And I mean, the purpose, Frank, here is to start a conversation that will happen, no doubt, over several weeks, several months, where we try and identify solutions that can be put in place almost immediately to address this, right? And ultimately, it's shifting community and paradigms, right? And having all South Africans appreciating that all of the constitutional rights are due to all of us, and it is our collective responsibility to protect them. How do we get there, do you think?
I think one would start perhaps with if the government would, particularly the president, we are also petitioning the president that he needs to enact the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill of 2018 that has been sitting in his office since 2018. It was approved by cabinet. We don't know what the delays are. He needs to take us into confidence and tell us why he's delayed this. Because when you look at the bill, it makes certain provisions, particularly when you talk about hate speech, because that's where it starts. It starts, that's where the violence perpetuates, with that kind of situations. It also empowers the Commission on Gender Equality. It empowers the Commission on Human Rights and the Department of Justice. So that is what we're looking at. We're also looking at perhaps if they could also create the hello?
I'm here, Frank.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, if they could also create the LGBTQIA plus offenders register. And those are the kind of things that we're looking at, because it's not that they're going to stop the problem, but those things seek to make provisions in terms of the law whereby it would make it easier to deal with such incidences.
All right, we'll start it there, Frank. I am running up against news. Thank you very much, Frank Gazu, Secretary of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance of South Africa. It's 6 o'clock.